her literary scene in the early 1960s. Her first book, Coins and Coffins, was published in 1962. Since then, she has produced 36 volumes of poetry, including Emerald Ice, winner of the 1988 William Carlos Williams Award from the Poetry Society of America. Wachowski is writer-in-residence at Michigan State University. Her latest book is part of a larger project, one of her most ambitious yet. Tom Battelli prepared this report.
Diane Wachowski is writing what she describes as an epic poem of the American West. The settings are Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The subjects are gambling, physics, democracy, and myth. Her new collection is the first of 3 projected volumes that will comprise one long work. The title poem of the new book is Medea the Sorceress.
She is in the home for unwed mothers in Pasadena, the only girl who reads poetry. He writes to her from his prep school, and she memorizes the sonnets of Shakespeare as she takes her exercise on the dusty, scrubby grounds of the home. No enchantment changes her life. She is told by the social worker that she has failed because she still loves Jay. She doesn't regret doing anything for love. She doesn't believe she is bad. She doesn't regret giving up her child. She believes her life will go on the same as it has always gone on. She won't talk about her mistakes.
Wachowski's poetry is intimate and confessional, and like all of her writing, it's autobiographical. Wachowski was born in 1937 in Whittier, Southern California, where she grew up on the edge of an orange grove. Her father was in the Navy when she was a child, then divorced her mother when she was an adolescent. The writer says these were the significant circumstances that shaped her life and work.
The sense of that landscape is very, very powerful. The mountains, the desert, and the ocean all coming together in that place. And I think another very, very important factor in my life was growing up in a household that was all women, my mother, my sister, and myself. And so truly growing up in a female culture and sensing how limited that is.
Wachowski's poetry often celebrates a bohemian life full of intense, misguided loves. Her new poems invoke the myth of Medea. It's a story that fascinates her.
It's another archetypal story about a person who has so much power. She's a sorceress who can do magical things. She helps Jason get the golden fleece. She has so much magic that she, in fact, in one story, is able to bring Jason's father back from the dead. But she has absolutely no magic or power or even human control to keep herself from falling in love with this man who's destined to betray her and treat her so badly and then dump her for another woman.
In Wachowski's poem, The Orange, the narrator recalls one night 20 years ago, driving alone on a wind-cooled highway.
Driving through the desert at night in summer can be like peeling an orange. The windows roll down, the prickly scent of mesquite and sage blowing through the car, the perfume of the twilight shadowed earth lingering as if the sticky juice of the orange were shading and matting your hands. The acrid spray of the piu with its meaty white pill nestles into your fingers. You are driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, running from your loneliness, an empty house, an ocean which brings neither father nor lover.
Interspersed with the poems in her new book, Wachowski has included excerpts from Mario Puzo's book on Las Vegas and from Nick Herbert's work on quantum physics. She says these writings are intended to reinforce a metaphor running through her poems of gambling as a symbol of democracy.
At any gambling game, everyone is equal. Granted, if you can take more money to the table, you can win more. But the fact is, you still have to get the cards at the blackjack table to win. You still have to pull that handle when it's ready to show you 3 sevens at the game. And there's Donald Trump has no more chance of doing it than I have.
Wachowski's interest in physics centers on patterns in the universe and civilization's attempt to measure and predict those patterns. She says one of the problems in our society is that people refuse to accept that there are things we can't control.
We've manipulated in our middle-class American culture the world so much that lots of people grow up and really feel that they could always manipulate it. They have no sympathy for the homeless or the jobless or this or that or the other because they say, well, just go out there and get a job. So that many, many, many people really believe that it's your fault if you don't become rich or successful. And I think that the gambling metaphor is really instructive. I think it's terribly important for Americans to put themselves in situations where they don't have very much control and see how well they fare.
Diane Wachowski describes herself as a realistic writer. She says she weaves imaginative elements into her poems that are in some way beautiful in order to balance the harsh light of reality.
I want to be the moon, the girl with the silver ankle who disappears just as you try to grasp her foot. Moon, moon, cries the one-eyed poet. When you leave me, I am alone. But the moon never leaves the lover, the poet. She is there as quiet as light. I want to be more than I was meant to be. Light. Light. Can anyone want as much as I have wanted? I draw the light. I collect it. I pull it toward me. It coils around my head and shoulders until any man who looks at me will see its writhing shapes, be mesmerized, frozen in its diamondback heat.
Diane Wachowski reading Coiling Light from her new collection, Medea the Sorceress. The Los Angeles Times described the emphasis on ideas in Wachowski's poetry as a refreshing note amid a century overcome by form, technique, and method. For National Public Radio, I'm Tom Vitale.